You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The end of this week's parasha, everybody remembers and knows the first part of the parasha, the long arichus we have, how Eliezer of Avram goes ahead to find the kala for Yitzchak. By the end of the parasha, we end the parasha with the story of Yishmael. And it says, "Ve'elu tolos Yishmael ben Avram." Here is the children of Yishmael, Torah goes in to say it. And the Torah ends one plus before the end of the parasha. It says, "Ve'elu shnecha Yishmael, me'a shana, shloish yushana v'shem ha'shanim." Yishmael was 137 years old when he died. "Vayigva v'yomos v'yosef alam." It says, "Vayigva." So Rashi already brings, "Lo'inem rogviyo v'asifa ala b'tzadikim." It says this lashon, this language, is used only to describe a tzaddik that dies. Yishmael is a tzaddik? So Mar tells him yes. Yishmael did tshuva. And the big question, the hard thing to understand is, if Yishmael did tshuva, why don't we see that in the Torah? Why don't we see it the way Chazal treated Yishmael? Well, he's not considered to be equal. Why not? He did tshuva. So much so that the next pasuk, it says, "Shmaigva Yomas." Says Rashi, we see that he's a tzaddik. Next pasuk it says that the kids of Yishmael, Shkinu mechavilah at Shur, the last pasuk word of the parasha, "Alpnei kol echav nafal." So Rashi says nafal. What does he say? Kan wo'imer lo shenefilo. Atchlo emes avram yishkoin, mishemes avram nafal. After Avraham Avinu, there was a nefilo. We look at Yishmael as a nefilo. Why? What's wrong? Where did the tshuva of Yishmael go? Seemingly, the tshuva of Yishmael did not affect the result of how we treat Yishmael. And the question is, why not? Where's the tshuva of Yishmael? Where's the tshuva of Yishmael? The second question is why is this over here? If you realize, when you go through the Torah, the parashas that we learned, Yishmael is already mentioned twice before this. Yishmael is mentioned in Parashas Lech Lecha when it says that Yishmael was born and Yishmael did a bris milah. Then you have the story of Yishmael in last week's parasha when it says that Yishmael went ahead to the desert, didn't have what to drink, etc. And then comes, now we finished the whole story of Yitzchak. We're not talking about Yishmael right now. It says Ve'el Tolos Yishmael. Why couldn't you just finish with Yishmael before? Why do you have to mention it now? Why can't we speak about Yishmael when we finished? We already added the whole discussion of Yishmael. Why do you have to chayze v'niyar, wake up again and bring Yishmael at this place in the Torah? And finally, the last question is, Yishmael, it says over here that the lashon that it says regarding the called the tribes of Yishmael, it says, Shnemesu nesim l'masa. Rashi Pashas Lechacho, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yishmael the 12 tribes, it's called Shtemes HaNesim. Rashi says, what is Shtemes HaNesim? The Nesim refers to what? That is, the Nesim is, okay, Nesim is another word for clouds. Nesim, it's impossible to tell you that you have Nesim, Viruch, Legesh Shemayim. You have clouds and wind, you don't have rain. Nesim is another word to describe clouds. Says Rashi, and when it says about Yishmael that Shtemerson Nesim, you're looking at 12 Nesim, so he says that the Nesim will be, can Nesim they'll disappear like clouds. Same way clouds after a rain disappear, also the Nesim, the families of Yishmael will disappear the same way. So the Rashi says, "Kenanonim yichlo." You disappear like clouds, and that's the lashon mentioned over in our parasha when it says about Rashi Shmuel says, "Shtemes Nesim." And the question is, after Rashi Shmuel, you find Nesim. It speaks about Esau. It says Nesim. By Esau, it says Alufei Esau. But it speaks about the Amalek and Shemalek and Etzadim. It doesn't say the word Nesim. When you spoke about any other group of Rishayim or any group of families in the nations of the world, you never mention Nesim. The only one you're saying is seeing that they're going to be like clouds to go away is only Yishmael. Why is that so? So to understand all that, I want to start with a concept that the Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zechetzal Livrocha explained, and it was actually someone printed a shiur from Tafshin Mem Aleph, 1981, or 1980 to be exact, because it's the end of the year. Rav Moshe wanted to explain the following thing. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says that when the Avraham Avinu saw the Malachim in last week's parasha, he told the Malachim, take some water to clean your feet. And the Rashi says, why? Because he thought that they were like Arabs that bowed down to the Afarads. Says the Gemara, Omer Abiyani Rabbi Shmuel Omruloi. He told him, you thought we're Arabs? Shemishtachavim la'avakalim, that they bowed down to the dust under their legs? Kvayetzeim in Yishmuel. As if he says, you suspect us? Look at your own house. And that's the Avakalim, that's the Arabim, that's Yishmuel. The source of Avakalim, the Mishtachim la'avakalim. The idea, says Rav Moshe, of someone who mishtachet the avak raglav. What does it mean? The avak of a raglav. That's the lowest of low. That's when you step up. But you want to see the nova of Avraham Avinu, you say, I'm a nothing. The mishtachet it to the offer. Well, how do you understand what it means? They go ahead and they bow down to the sand. So the pshat is like this. Yishmael look at this world and they say, this whole metzias that we see is all not real. It's all covering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. And therefore, we can bow down to Hashem anywhere. We can bow down to the Alfa Aglaim. That's also a Gila of Elikus. Now, even though we do have such a concept, even in Yiddishkeit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the Bria, he has a Shgach HaPratis behind everything, but Avadai, that our approach is that you have a world. You have a natural world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything, covering everything, pushing everything. But we don't go to a tree and treat the tree as a god, because the tree, for us, is a tree. Behind the scenes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it life and everything. But the Arabs say no, there's no Matthias. This whole world is one big illusion. I can bow down to Hashem in the offering light. I don't take seriously the Matthias. As Moshe called it, they are super religious. They're so religious that there's no world over here. They can destroy the entire world for their religion. That means that you don't really consider the world. The world is, has no importance. That's what Yeshua is all about. He says, Gevaldik Kediuk. When did the name of Avraham Avinu change? In the end of last week's parsha, and then the parsha, when it says that when Avraham Avinu is going to give birth to Yitzchak, there's a promise to Yitzchak that Yitzchak will be born. It says, Shimcha Avraham, Lekar Avraham, Ala Avraham. Your name will change. Yishmael was born before that. But the Medrash tells us, the Medrash says the following, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hamazal Dukhkani. I have that, the consolations. My luck, my mazel. Omer Avraham, I had more. Avraham doesn't give birth. Avraham without a hate doesn't give birth. Avraham, you're right, you can't give birth with Avraham. With Avraham, you could give birth. One second, but he gave birth to Yishmael with the name Avraham. But the Emes says, when Avraham Avinu went to Hashem and complained that he can't have Yitzchak, says the Mazal tells me, Rashi tells us, what does Bohu tell Avraham? Don't worry about the mazel. Losh Rashi is Omaloi tse mitzagyon shalcha. Go away from your cancellations, from what you see. Shereisa Moshe Atiri Ben. Ani koel chashem acher Vishtani Amazon. When you have a different name, we'll change the Amazon. It says that after the Gishbuchu, you know, Chazal tell us that Gishbuchu would be a grip about Abraham Avinu, above the Mazos, above the stars. It says, I'm going to turn around the stars. When Yitzchak is born, in order for Yitzchak to be born, you need to have a world, a Metzias, an existence that accepts Yitzchak. That accepts the existence. Avraham Avinu cannot give birth, so you have to wait for the world to change, so Avraham Avinu will be able to give birth. If the world doesn't change, you can't have Yitzchak in the world. You can't have a Metzias that contradicts itself. You can't have a creation that doesn't exist, doesn't fit the nature, if it fits nature. You can't. So Rambam says, based on the current natural structure of the world, you look at the stars, you look at the mazel, I can't give birth. So Gishbuch, you're right. And in order for Yitzchak to be born, I have to change the world. What about Yishmael? I don't have to change the world. Because the whole concept of Yishmael is, Yishmael lives in a world that is really, for in his eyes, doesn't exist. I don't really consider the world. I'm living in a supernatural place. And that's not a problem for Yishmael. For us, no. As the Rishay tell us, that a telos gematria lokim, nature, we treat it with, you go ahead and you consider nature. Yishmael lives above nature. Just an example that we mentioned here a few times, the idea that Am Yisrael, they count based on the lunar calendar. We always do Shana Meuberes. If you count based on the lunar calendar, eventually your whole year will turn around. You're not going to fit with this world's Metzias. Because what controls this world is the sun. So we connect the moon and the sun together with another month called the Eden. The Arabs don't do that. They just do the lunar calendar. And that's what happens. Their chagas and their fast, they all turn around. They don't fit this world. They don't consider, they don't treat, they don't kivyochel respect the Metzias of this world. So when Yishmael is born, there's no need to change the mazel. Avram's name doesn't change. His name is Avram still. He lives in above nature. And Emes is that for that country. I just saw now, just to emphasize this point, I saw now this last chapter, Hashem Yishmael brings the name of his father. That'd be amazing. Says, we don't say Mechananes. So he says, you know why? Not because, you know, you don't know. We prefer to avoid Nisim because, you know, it's too much to ask. It says more than that. Histakel b'raisa ubor alma. The world was created based on the Torah. So if I change one thing in the world, to a certain extent, I'm changing one thing in the Torah. Are you allowed to change something in the Torah? Well, usually not. There's exceptions. What's the exception? Well, it says, Shmi Moch Elamayim, when you have a Saito, you must go and for Tzarche Shalom, for peace, for Savior, to save somebody, you can go ahead and even go ahead and erase the Torah. But you have it, you try to avoid it. So that's why we don't want to have Nisim. Having a Nes is basically turning around the world, which is basically oikir davim in a Torah. So you try to avoid it as much as possible. We don't want to say Mechel Nes. We don't want to rely on Nisim and miracles. Yishmael, so to speak, was born in a miracle. He's living above, without this world, and that's his life. He's not living in this oilam. We yet can explain. We spoke about 2 weeks ago. The Ramban that tells us the Arba Malchus you have in the world. The Chazal tells us what we have. The Ramban says that brings the Medrash. And that's why Avraham Avinu went after the four Malachim. What's the four kingdoms? They control the world, taking you away from Israel. Babel, the Babylonians, Parsamadet, the Persians, Yavon, the Greeks, and Edom, Raimi, the Romans. Where is Yishmael? That's a big discussion in Rishayim. Ban argues that Nezra is a Yishmael counter, not counter. The Maral in their mitzvah goes in to explain why Yishmael is not there. Look, Shiloh, where is Yishmael?
Yad Kolba.
Yeah, so why is he? He has a Malchus too. As a Malchus, it does, is mentioned Chazal a few times. As Malchus Yishmo. Not going to go into it now. But it says Rav Moshe based on what we just learned. Yishmo is a Malchus, but doesn't live in the world. It's in a sense against the world. They explode in the world. They interrupt the Seder of the world. That's who they are. The Haver Malchus are controlling the world and living in the world. They're taking the world to their purposes, of their agenda, but it's still in the Malach of the world. It's always Kim Kivyachi, Yeshua Shalom, maybe even what that's what you mentioned. Yadr Kobayat Koboy, they're interrupting the order. Yishmael. That's what Yishmael is all about. So therefore, Yishmael is born even without the word Avram, and that's what it means, Mishtach Abelafer then. They contradict the Bitzis. So with that, let's go to the next stage. We mentioned before, last week we spoke about a little bit Avram and Yitzchok. Avram is the Chesed, Yitzchok is the Din. Avram is the beginning, Yitzchok is stage number two. And we spoke about the idea that Avram is the one who is a Nadiv. He is the one who is donating Kibyachal. He is volunteering to become a Ger, to become a Yid. He's the first one who turned around. That's why he's Tchilal Ger, he's the first Ger in the world. And Yitzchak is the one who's born already a Yid. Right? He was born that way a Yid. And the emes, if you think about it, that's always the Mahalach Avraham. That's how things go. Let's start with the concept that we know. The Torah is given to us. I was sort of asked, do you want the Torah? What do they say? Nasa v'nishma. But then what happens? Kofar alam ha-gigigis. Even without the question of how do you have both. After you receive the Torah, you can't get out of the Torah. Can't say today, you know what? I decide I'm out of it. No, you accepted in yourself the Torah. Now it's take a stage. That's it. Because part of who you are. We spoke about 2 weeks ago of Malchus. Kingdom. We mentioned the guy that says the Melech is Beratzon. You need to willingly choose a king. And that's for sure true. But the minute you chose a king, and then you chose a king, you can now change your mind. Now it became part, now it becomes part of the kingdom. You can't just kick a king unless you do a revolution. Even when you go to modern, modern elections, if you vote on a president, now for 4 years he's your president. Unless you go to a very complicated system of impeachment. But I'm saying in general, that's what it is. I can't change my mind. I decide a year later I'm not happy with it. It doesn't work that way. You start with Ratzon. But after that first stage of the will, now it becomes part of who you are. Now you can't change it. I was wrong, goes ahead and says, I'm going to become elite. I'm starting the nation. I'm choosing to go. Yitzchak is really born to it. Yitzchak is the one who can't make any more a choice if I want to do it or not. It says before that Kedah that Yishmael made fun of Yitzchak. Rashi brings the Rabbi Yishmael Shamispal Yitzchak. He made fun of Yitzchak. Shemal ben Shmonas, the son of Loi Michal. Yishmael says, I was 13 years old when I did it. And that's he made it. So then that's when came that Kedah. So Yishmael tells Yitzchak, what do you mean a principle when you're 8 days old? Nobody asked you. I did when I was 13. But based on what you're saying now, that's the mind of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is someone who's called the Shabbat, who's born to eat. That's what he brings to the world. Avraham is the one who came to eat. Yitzchak is the one who's born to eat. So now when you're born to eat, Yishmael tells him, yeah, when I was 13, I did it. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. I have a much greater mile, Yitzchak could have said. I have a different mile that I'm born to it. I'm born to it. I'm coming already second stage. Yishmael could have been born to it. He was born to Avraham Avinu. But he didn't. He wasn't born to it. Adarabba, he was a Rasha his whole life. Until he got to the end of his life.
So why Taka does he go along with the priest?
Good question.
If he was a Rasha.
Good question. I mean, he was He was a Russia.
If he was a real Russia, he would have said, no, I don't want
The Brits he agreed to. The Brits he agreed to. Saying, why does that seem? You know, without getting too complicated, he was Russia, many other things, and he has one tzchus. But it says in the Zohar, I wasn't planning to get into it right now, but...
A few years ago, when the Jews don't...
We had this tzchus to have a worshiper in my house, here in Lawrence, and gave a shiur by Shmuel, and he spoke about me, he quoted the Zohar. The Zohar says the reason why Shmuel has tzchus in Eretz Yisrael is because of the Brisbane. So they deserve it, because that we suffer a lot, says the Zohar. So now the question is like this. So Shmuel, so out in the mind, it's like Shmuel could have been born to a Rabbi. But he chose to go a different path. And at the end of the day, he did shuvah. Says Reb Tzadik, yes, he did shuvah. But his shuvah was only the kind of habor. It wasn't going ahead and rectifying everything in the past. He just turned around and changed himself. From now on, I'm good. According to what we're saying, the track is what? Yishmael said, when I decide to do something, till now it's bad, now I'm good. What about this mitzias of all the bad that I created? I don't care, but I don't have any mitzias. Yishmael is denying his surroundings. Yishmael, for everything for him, is bottom of the. So he goes in and says, whatever I did, it's over. Now I'm doing something else. Yishmael doesn't go ahead and make himself clean from the day he's born, because there's no significance to what he does, or what he did in the past, or how what his implications. He doesn't care about the mitzvahs around. So when he decides to do tshuva, he does tshuva. Say, I'm sorry, because tshuva is from here on. Not what he did in the past. What about all the pain and destruction that you caused in the past? Why? What about that? I don't care about that. Yishmael ignores the mitzvahs. So when he does tshuva. So it says it's like that's why his tshuva did not help him. And according to what we're learning now, Pshat is, the title in Yishmael is, Yishmael, you are son of Avraham Avinu. A son of Avraham Avinu is, you gave the second stage. It's like a guy that goes ahead and he's after the king was appointed. Now he goes whatever he does. He goes against the king, then he comes back. You can't do that. You have to go ahead and you have to be cut. Now you're born to it. Now you're part of a system. Now that's your mitzias. But Yishmael denies the mitzias, denies what he has found. So for him, this is nothing. And therefore he can continue to do whatever he wants to do. He does bad in the beginning of his life. That's true at the end of life. That tshuva didn't change anything. Adi, that tshuva just reflects the issue of Yishmael. Now he decided to do tshuva. Okay, from here on, I'm good. But that in itself is exact opposite of what a son of Avraham has to do. What a second stage to someone who's become himself old, a good Shmuel wants to do. So the tshuva of Yishmael is nothing. I mean, not nothing. It doesn't affect anything going forward. Because that tshuva reflects the problem that Yishmael has. That's why Yishmael says, what's this in Yishmael? Can he see you? Like kanonim yichlu. There's no real existence. It's affected by the fact, it's reflected by the fact that they, like clouds, go away and they don't really exist. Yishmael also doesn't really exist. Meaning, eventually. That's the einish for someone that's what he brought to the world. Last year, we gave a shiur, Parshas Chayesara, it's in Torah anytime, but you want to see it. Parshas Chayesara, Tav Shilayin Zayin. And there, we spoke about the Inyan of Yitzchok. I think it's a shiur that Kedai to listen, anybody wants to go and review it, about what was Yitzchok all about, the Avodah of Yitzchok, why is it called Yitzchok, and to explain the Mahalach of this Parsha as well. But just one thing we pointed out over there. The Megala Amukah says that every Av reached his tachlis, reached his ultimate goal, what he needed to do in the world, when he had a gematria, one of the numeric value of Ramach, 248. Ramach Ivar means he fixed his Ramach Ivar. Avraham Avinu, it's a fair Shirash. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu, when he changed his name from Avram to Avram, Avram is Gematria's numeric value of Ramach, says Rashi. Shmuel tells Avram, all your Ivarim, all your limbs are okay. What about Yitzchak? It says in Megal Yitzchak, Megal Amukos, what is the Gematria of Yitzchak? 208. You're missing 40. So when did Yitzchak get to 248? Says the Megal Amukos, when he was 40 years old, he married Rivka. That's when he got to Estachlis. Why that's the tachas of Yitzchak? So anybody wants to have an answer to that, go to the shiur of last year regarding Yitzchak and you'll see the answer. But the Megal Amukos gives us an idea that Yitzchak's shleimus, his fulfillment of his tafkid, of the main what goal he did in the world, comes when he marries Rivka, which is basically the end of this week's parasha. Yitzchak is born, he has the brismillas that we have there before, parasha ve'er, he goes through the Akedah, and then he marries Rivka. Then there's other things going after, but that's already after he reached the tachlis, let's call it this way, after he reached the peak, according to Megal Amukos. So we have right now, at the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah, we have the full life of Yitzchak from beginning until he reached the peak. And what do we have in that life? Kulo Kredish. He's the ultimate son of Avraham Avinu. Person who was born to Bris Milah, goes through that Akedah, marries Rivka, and everything is pure. Never left Eretz Yisrael, Hindu, there's no blemish, there's nothing wrong. Everything is perfect, you know. Now that we went through the life of Yitzchak, and we showed how perfect he is, until he got to his peak, now we can end with Yishmael. Now comes the Torah and tells us, Yishmael! And it says, Yishmael, Yishmael, Ve'ikva, Ve'yamos, Ve'yasef, Alamov. He did that, he's a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, did tshuva. He did it. But look at what Yitzchak did. We just finished Yitzchak. I showed you Yitzchak from beginning until he got to his peak. He was perfect. That's a son of Avraham Avinu it's supposed to be. Yishmael is someone that, no, he started his life, whatever, he did one way, and Vayikva, he died as a tzaddik. But that means he's wishy-washy. He started this way, went that way. He's not a son of Avraham Avinu. He's not going ahead and rectifying the past. Yishmael lives in a world which is not a metzias. He doesn't care about what he did in the past. He doesn't care about the world the way it is. That's what the Avodah is. Yishtachalim la'avak or gleim. Yishmael is the one who's going to be, can be seen. Ki anonim yichlu. And go away, like anonim, to allow Yitzchak Avinu and his Zera to go ahead and flourish in the world, a world which is in existence, a world which is miyusad. You have a real world, you have a gematria elokim, that we have to live with it. We have to bring connected Shmuchu to it. We have to live with it. That's the whole Zera Avion, the real Zera Avion through Yitzchak. Beis Hashem, we should have all the kiyum of the Nevuah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.